Paul, you're an experienced man in football. Have you ever gone through an afternoon like that before?
No, I've not. I've played in worse, I'll tell you that much. For the decision to be made and the way it's been made, I thought was pretty disgusting, really. Look, it's hard for the referee. He's got us wanting the game to be on and Charlton not, you know, so he's got a big decision to make. But I thought it was the wrong one. I thought it was the wrong decision to suspend it when he did, because the fourth official came to us 15 minutes before that and said the referee was going to monitor it. Which is fair enough, but the pitch was no worse 15 minutes later. There was 18 minutes left, so he had to see it through to half-time. You know, when the players come off the pitch and it's raining, the water is going to stick, you know, and you want their ground staff to help you out a little bit. You know, but to do what he did at 3-0, I felt it was a really poor decision. And then it made it, how do I phrase this, it made it slightly easier for him to call it off at half-time when they've got a goal back and we're down to 10 men.
You're 3-0 up after 28 minutes and you're playing some nice football as well. Were you as surprised as a lot of people that the referee chose that moment to come to you?
The game, it was suffering as a spectacle. All I could see out there was my team passing the ball well, 1-2 a touch, creating chances and playing some fantastic football. So as a spectacle, I thought it was fantastic. He also said about he was worried about the player's safety, which is fair enough, but I didn't see one bad tackle out there either. You know, so if that's the reason why it's been called off, I accept it, I respect it, but it doesn't mean I've got to agree with it.
What was the final word you got at half time? Because we were waiting for the second half to recommence. Did he come into the changing room and just explain?
No, we called me and Chris in together and said he was cancelling the game for what I've just said. Player safety, when there wasn't a bad tackle and the game is a spectacle. When, as I said, we were fantastic with the ball, we passed the ball. Conditions didn't affect us, so as a spectacle, I thought it was fine.
To add insult to injury, is it right that Paul Keegan's sending off will stand?
It's something I'll have to find out. You know, I'm not too sure on that one at the minute, but what we will be doing is fighting our cause, you know, because if we score three fantastic goals away from home and we get nothing out of it, but we still get a player suspended, I ain't having that.
You must have the most mixed emotions that you've had in football today, almost, because you've gone from the elation of seeing your side play so well and dominate a side to seeing this circumstance. It's hard to really sum up,
people
is it?
People say nothing surprises you in football, you know, but that did surprise me today. Look, it's a tough decision for the ref, but it's the wrong decision, you know, and I feel for my players who were fantastic. We should have been 3 points. I feel for the fans who have come all the way down here, supported us, seen us play the way that we played. And to go home with nothing, it's disappointing.
Have you spoken to Chris Powell?
I spoke to Chrissy in there, you know, Chrissy's a guy I know well, got a lot of respect for him, and he was a little bit embarrassed by it, I think, you know, because obviously if I'm 3-0 down, I want the game called off, and he's 3-0 up, he wants it on. But the one thing I will say to Chris, which I felt should have made the referee's decision easier to play it, that he wanted to play on, and his team were ready to play on. So why he kept that decision when both managers wanted the game on to call it off, it's beyond me.
We were mentioning earlier on Radio Sheffield, it happened to Barnsley a few years ago where they went down to Plymouth and they were 4-1 up at the time, the match got suspended and then they had to go through it all again. I mean, you'll have to come back here obviously at some point. How hard is that going to be with the knowledge that you were 3-1 up in this game?
Every game you play in the Championship's a hard game, we know that. We've got to come back down, so we accept it. It's a little bit hard to take at the minute, you know, for the players, because as I said, we're getting better and better every game, you know, and some of the stuff for the first half hour was fantastic. But what we'll do is we'll take a lot of belief. We've got a tough game Tuesday, and going to the Leeds game and hopefully get the same performance, same level of performance with and without the ball as we've seen today.
It was carrying on a lot of momentum, wasn't it, from the previous two games in that first 30 minutes. Chris Brown getting on the score sheet and Theo Robinson looking very lively again up front. It all came together again. The momentum was there, wasn't it?
It did, and the thing that excites me about this group is the more they play together, the better they'll get. You know, we're only, is it 3.5 games? And, you know, and you can quickly see how they're gelling and how well the players are doing, and that's a credit to them.
The players had a nice touch at the end, didn't they, to throw the shirts into the crowd. Was that your decision? Was that their decision?
The skippers came to me and said, can they throw the shirts in? I think if they swap shirts or throw them into the crowd, they've usually got to pay for them themselves, but hopefully we can sort something out, you know, because the players and the fans, there's going from last season to now, there's a big togetherness there.
What's your message to the fans on their way back up the M1 this evening?
Have a safe journey, more than anything else, but you know, come support us Tuesday night, come support us next Saturday, because we're trying to do the right things. It's not always going to happen, but we're getting there.
How hard is it going to be, just finally, Paul, as well, for you to sort of regain that sort of focus after this? Is it pretty easy to sort of just put this aside and move on?
Yeah, of course it is. You know, we said to the boys after the Wigan game, where they were fantastic, that's gone. You know, you've got to draw a line under each performance, good, bad, or indifferent, and move on to the next game, and that's what we'll do.